With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week!
This is where you send us the stupid to frangela08@gmail.com and also idiot of the week at gmail.com. And then we mock them because it has to happen.
It is delicious. It is delicious. I mean, can you taste it on your tongue? No, you can't, because it's delicious.
It's that good. It's that good.
You know what else is delicious? Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media is delicious too.
That's right. You should be checking out all those podcasts right now. If you are listening to this podcast, make sure you're actually subscribed to it. Make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast and all the podcasts at MSW Media and the Sexually Liberal Podcast Network. And whenever anybody leaves their phone or device unattended, go ahead and sign them up.
Yes. You help us by helping us create a larger community, which is what we need to stay on the air and keep on bringing the laughs. Also, we want to thank everyone who has become, is, thinks about, even if you're just thinking about being a Patreon supporter. Thank you. Okay.
We cannot thank you enough.
Thank you. Because you are literally the steam that keeps this locomotion going. Okay. You are keeping this whole enterprise running.
Thank you so much. And even if you can't donate money right now or be a part of supporting us in that way, you can support us, like we said, by just getting people, making people aware of this podcast, making sure that they're subscribed, downloading and reviewing. We're pretty sure that none of the stars work except the 5-star button. So we've heard a rumor if you hit anything below that, your computer explodes. So don't even try it. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If whatever you can do is really helpful. We also want to thank you and remind you, if you've already gotten a Cameo message, that you could go to cameo.com and we record a little video for you. You can give it as a gift. Yes. Maybe right now you're realizing you forgot a birthday gift for someone. No, you didn't. Go to cameo.com and you can get her done.
You sure can. And also, in other exciting news, we have shows coming up. We have a show here in Los Angeles at Flappers. You can go to flapperscomedy.com. It's going to be on July 21st. So you can go to flapperscomedy.com, get your tickets there. We are also going to be performing at the Ledge Theater here in Los Angeles and Hollywood on August 12th. You can go to ledgetheater.com. It is the only all African American owned theater here in Hollywood. So check that out. So excited. What are we doing in September, Angela?
Well, in September, Princess, we will be in Kauai.
Will we?
Assuming they still let people from the contiguous United States in, we will be in Kauai for an amazing show on September. The show date is September 11th or September 10th? September 10th is the actual show date. We will be there. Come check it out if you're in the Kauai area. I cannot wait. Yes. We have other announcements coming, but we also have a sexy liberal show.
Yes!
With Mama Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Hal Sparks. All of us, the band is back together in, that's in Los Angeles. Right, the one that we can announce.
Yes, we sure can. That's going to be October 22nd at the Saban Theater. So come
on. It's so bad when they tell us we're not good with the secrets, and it's really hard for my mouth to not blurt them out.
I know.
We have other announcements. We can't say them. Yes, we may have already.
So go to sexyliberal.com and check it and get your tickets now. Should we go? Should we start?
I think we should. Today's idiot of the week.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to start with a sigh.
Yeah.
And I want to say this. Every week, without fail, we get stories of fast food terrorism.
Yes, we do.
Every week.
But
it has been a while since we got so many that they had to become their own episode.
Yes. You know what? You know, when it's like the omnibus, right?
Mm-hmm, the Omnirosa.
The Omnirosa. Mm-hmm. The stories are starting to, the fast food stories are starting to make a circular snake and
that's
eat
right.
itself. It's
that's
giving
right.
birth and consuming itself at the same time.
That's right. It's like Hellraiser. It has busted through. Hell has busted through our world through drive-thrus at fast foods. There's no other explanation. It would not surprise me at this point in my life to pull up to a drive-thru like at McDonald's or something and see Pinhead and have him be like, can you take your order? That would not even surprise me at this point.
No.
Delights to show you in a Happy Meal.
Yeah. This first story is from Joe. Thank you so much.
Joe, we love and adore you.
A customer threw her drink at a San Francisco restaurant employee over 25 cents.
First of all, I want to quibble about the use of the word restaurant ever so slightly. However, this was at the Umai Savory Hot Dogs.
Which, I'm going to tell you something. I want to stop you right there. I want to go to Umai.
Well, right? It sounds delicious.
It sounds delicious.
Even if you're not into hot dogs, which I like a hot dog. There's something very American about eating meat that I have no idea how it was made. I love it. I can't help it. But this, it sounds like, look, it's an upscale hot dog.
Right.
You know, but this, what it shows to show you is that there's something about this area of food.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how many pieces of parsley you put on that plate, how you get if you put a cloth napkin down or not, people are going to act ridiculous.
That's right. So what happened was an angry customer suddenly chucked her drink directly at the staff member and cursed at her. All right. Security footage.
What, whatever would drive her just to this, Francis? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. The customer was upset because the cashier mistakenly and mistakenly is the operative word, charged her for chili cheese fries instead of regular cheese fries, according to the owner. And the cost difference was 25 cents.
The customer called the Umai employee a bitch, I'm assuming, B word, before walking away and yelling, sorry, not sorry, which we can thank pop music for.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I have to tell you, I respect this employee because apparently the employee was like a red drink. The employee wipes off their face and goes right back to work. Yep. And everybody else is all stunned, right? Yep. They didn't know what to do. However, the employee did exactly what I would do.
Yep.
They left work early that day and did what?
Hasn't come back since. She was like, bitches, out.
Out. I am out. I have had it. You threw Kool-Aid in my face. I'm out. Don't let me go. I've had it. Listen, people. Right now, they are charging $6.99 a gallon for gas in Los Angeles. If I hear a motherfucker quibbling over 25 cents. And she tries to suggest that this wasn't a mistake. This was some sort of act. But no. We're going to charge you for chili. I don't care if you got it. You're getting charged for it.
Yeah. And the woman's gone. It was a mistake. And this is where how crazy people are. People are on the edge, Angela. They are on the edge. But you
don't think we're on the edge. I think we're falling. I think that we're over the edge. And it's just a kind of longer fall than you think.
Right.
And we're bouncing. Because the thing is that when you are willing because that's assault. When you are willing to assault someone over what is undoubtedly an error that can very easily be corrected.
That's 25 cents.
That's 25 cents. After you've probably just paid $9 for what is a hot dog.
Let me tell you something. With the supply chain shortage, I know that hot dog was $15.99. And you and I both know in San Francisco.
I'm just saying, you know what your happy ass needs to be glad it was a hot dog for you to wrap your little ungrateful lips around? I'm sick of this. People, this is not how we act.
It's not how we act, people.
You need to manage your fast food expectations. Ooh. Next up.
Here you go. You go.
From Donna J. Thank you, Donna. This is Illinois, shockingly. Mm-hmm. Metropolis man accused of spilling coffee, throwing biscuit over wrong order. Now, let me start by saying, I believe that, for instance, you may need to recuse yourself from this.
Why?
Your love of biscuits,
I think. I love a biscuit. Let me tell you something.
She love a biscuit.
And I will make a sandwich out of a biscuit.
That's what you call a biscuit sandwich.
Okay. With some eggs and a little, faux meat. Oh, and a little cheese. Shoot. Shut your mouth.
A little what meat?
Faux turkey or something, or tempeh.
Fake, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was some sort of countryism for meat.
when you go down there, you get that faux meat.
Fell on the floor, but we still ate it.
Flow me. You get that flow me.
So flow me.
You flow me.
Flow me? Like you save all the meat that fall on the floor and then you make a
Then you make a sandwich out of the flow meat.
Flow meat. Right. I don't know why that made sense to my head. But in any case, this is Metropolis, Illinois, which that kind of made me laugh because I was like, oh, it's called Metropolis. I thought they were using the hoity-toity word for city. it's called Metropolis.
It actually is Metropolis.
Which is a little meta. You know what I'm saying? Or a lot meta. It's like city.
Yeah.
So this man is accused of spilling coffee. Spilling is an interesting way to put it. Franklin D. Harrison Jr., 35.
Yes.
Was charged with disorderly conduct and criminal damage to property. According to police, they were called to McDonald's for a disturbance. Now, let me tell you something. If I was a police officer, hush up. If I was a police officer and I got a call about a disturbance at a fast food place, I would automatically send backup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd send SWAT from the first call.
Because, let me tell you something. This is why we need to be on the switchboard, okay? That's right. Because while you need our hands on those levers of power, because what we know that if somebody has lost it and you have to call the police, you got to get involved. Police have to get involved. This is somebody who has lost their mind. They have cracked open and all of their insides are spilling out. And it's too much for one squad car, okay? All right? They said that the man intentionally spilled coffee over electronics at the restaurant and threw a biscuit at the victim. I'm going to tell you, y'all, we tight. We've lost it.
Now here's my problem. You got a biscuit.
You got
That's a win.
Win-win.
What do we say when we tell you to manage your fast food expectations? We say if you got anything edible in a bag at some kind of temperature, not frozen.
Yeah.
That's a fast food win.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, he reportedly was upset over his order being quote unquote screwed up. You know what?
What is screwed up?
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
This is bad reportage. What a script, because I defy you to find an order that isn't. Isn't that the nature of drive-thru orders that they will be in some way screwed up? Yes. Every time mine isn't, I just go, thank you. Thank you, fast food people's gods. Thank you.
But you know what? You're 35 years old. 35. If you cannot, I immediately know and understand about Franklin D. Harrison Jr., 35 of Metropolis, that ain't nobody stopped him from this behavior, okay?
Yeah.
When things went wrong when he was a child, he acted up and acted a fool, and nobody stopped his ass, okay?
No.
Because no sane human being is going to lose it over some coffee and a muffin.
How screwed up could it possibly be? Especially because the morning menu is pretty fine. Actually, the entire menu at McDonald's is pretty finite. Like, there's just not a tremendous number of items on it. And what I know deep within my soul is that whatever you got probably tastes exactly the same as the thing that you wanted. Like, it's not that it's a different color wrapper, maybe.
Yep.
It's the same faux ingredients.
Yep.
Flow meat. Some kind of cheese.
It's some kind of bread. It's a flow meat.
And you got a meal. Yeah. And this is my problem. We are at the point where people talk about arming teachers, and I am for gun control. But be clear, I would take everybody's guns. That's what Angela V. Shelton, I don't think any of us can handle having guns, not even the police. I would take them all. But the only people that I'm thinking we should arm are drive-thru employees. Now, the problem is every once in a while, one of them is completely nuts.
Yeah.
and that could be a problem.
Yes.
But this is when you find yourself in a police station and you have to have the words come out of your mouth, well, my order at McDonald's was incorrect. I really do hope that gave Junior some pause. The Junior sat and went, what? My life has taken a wrong turn. We need this break.
Yes, yes, yes. We need it. We'll be right back after this break, everybody.
It's where you learned.
At least 83.
Trump is a Russian asset.
That it's time to establish a direct contact with Donald Trump.
January 6th was never just a political rally.
An insurrection, an attempted overthrow of the federal government.
The origins of coronavirus.
Accidental leak, non-intentional, of a laboratory that was doing research on these viruses.
How the Crown covered up child abuse.
The vast majority of those people never imagined for one moment they were effectively participating in the concealment of child abuse, but they did.
Rudy is probably in violation of a FARO law, and the truth about Jeffrey Epstein.
If he was sleeping around this time, he made sure he was.
I'm Zev Shalev. Join me at Narrative. It's where truth lives, at narrative.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up on our fast food management tour, Customer has meltdown and tries to fight Taco Bell employee over wrong drive-through order.
Okay. Manage your fast food expectations. If you, I don't know how many ways I can say this, but if you get through that drive-thru with some kind of food in a bag, that is called done, win, successful order. If you are so inclined as to try to get it exactly the way you want it, then what your happy ass knows is that you will be pulling over and waiting, and they may or may not be happy about it. That's it. There's no room for this, especially if I might say, I believe Taco Bell is in, there are tiers of fast food, right?
Let me tell you something about the drive-through, Angela. The drive-through is a wormhole of science, okay?
That
has to be respected.
That's right.
There's a time continuum that's happening. Mm-hmm. All right. From the time you give the order to the time you give the money to the time you get the food, and then you get shot out the wormhole.
That's
and
right.
You'll go back into your reality with hopefully something in a bag.
That's exactly. If you haven't seen The Shining Girls, every drive-thru is like that house in The Shining Girls. Okay. Where you walk in the front door of the house and it's like, you know, June 22nd. When you walk out the back, it might be August 15th, 2017. I don't know. But the thing is, as long as you walk out with some kind of food in a bag, that's all you can ask for. You don't get to critique what happened inside and you don't get to have a feeling about it. When I tell you, especially Taco Bell, that I am, with no disrespect, going to say that Taco Bell is at what I call the low end of the fast food spectrum, meaning most of my Taco Bell visitations have taken place while me and several other people were inebriated and at really weird times of night.
Well, Taco Bell is, I think, the place where flow meat is generated.
It's a flow meat factory.
It's a flow meat.
It's the epicenter of all flow meat.
Okay?
It really is.
It really is. Flow meat.
And I'm going to tell you, there's only one problem I have with the employee here.
What?
And I don't know if this, the employee's name is Alex, apparently.
Yes.
Now, this is the thing about Alex. They don't tell you how long Alex has been working here, but I'm going to assume it's either a very long time or a very short time.
Yes.
Because they've either have yet to understand how hellish this job is going to be, or they've snapped. Because what Alex did, and I'm going to tell you, if you work in fast food, listen to what I'm saying. Do not argue with these people.
No.
Do not engage them. When the minute one of these people exposes themselves for not being able to manage their fast food expectations, what you need to do is find a safe space and do whatever it is they say they need. And I don't care if they ask you to make a pizza and you're at McDonald's. Figure it out. Just get some ketchup and get some egg McMuffins, buns, squirt the ketchup on it, throw some flow meat on it, and put it in a bag. Like, just do what they say. They are wild and rabid and can no longer be held accountable for their actions. Okay.
Okay. A viral clip that shows an altercation between a Taco Bell employee and a customer over a wrong order has gone viral. Okay. In the clip, it appears that the employee, Alex, tries to reason. Here's the thing about Alex.
He tries to reason
with the customer and explain why. I'm going to tell you why your order was incorrect, all right?
But see, it's a problem though with Alex. What Alex is not understanding is that when we've gotten into a discussion of why my order is incorrect, we've passed the last off-ramp to sanity. We are fully committed to the fast lane of crazy and about to get crunk. Because let me tell you what discussion you don't ever need to have is why was somebody's fast food order not the way they wanted it? You know why? Because shit happens, dude. It's the fucking fast food. It's a Bermuda Triangle of want and desire. It gets lost there. It will not happen. And what I find amazing is this customer, and he did the other thing that it immediately sends people over the edge. When you are, it's a sort of apology, right? So basically Alex is like, yes, your order isn't what you wanted, but the reason is your mistake.
Right.
I asked you when you were at the screen, and they do this now, obviously not all the time, or else there'd be no Idiot of the Week podcast, but they ask people, when the order comes up on the screen now, your order, and they say, is everything in your order correct? And you're supposed to answer. Now, I'm going to be honest. The few, whenever I've been there and that happens, I'm already pulling up. I'm gone. I've done my part. I'm out. Like, but that's because I've accepted that whatever is in that bag is in that bag, right? I'm just going to deal with it. So he's trying to take the customer through, and to the point where I almost get the feeling he might be about to show footage, like security footage. Like, yeah. Look, see here how you did. You said it was fine, but it wasn't. And right. We could have corrected the mistake right then, but you didn't correct it.
Let me talk about, I'm gonna pause right here, and we're going to talk about living in blame, okay? Mm. Blaming people, yes. Needing people to be wrong. Mm-hmm. But you know what? And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yep. I'm living in, I need to be correct. Let me tell you something. I'm going to release your soul. Your ego, yep. Okay? And here's the problem. The problem, Alex, is you deal in an industry that is only simply about service going one way.
That's right.
Service going in one way. And that is the difficult thing to swallow and eat when you are in the service industry. And the thing is that we all want to expect that respect flows in the other way, but it don't always.
No, let me tell you something. As the great Joseph Campbell said,
yeah,
your life is the fruit of your own doing. You yes. have no one to blame but yourself.
That's right.
There is no blame. There is only it. There is only now. There is only yeah. this time. Okay. And whatever happens has happened. And I think in that moment, the customer responded by inviting. And I love the use of this word. It made me suspect that you had written this article, Francis, because it said the customer responded by inviting the yeah. Taco Bell employee to jump over the counter and fight him. Let me be clear about how there is no fight for Evite. You know what I mean? There is no Evite or, you know, save the date for a fight. You don't get to be like, oh, you know what? We're not agreeing here, clearly. I invite you to yeah. jump over the counter and fight me.
Yes.
I have to believe that this is an elevating of that statement and that what really happened is bitch, come over here and tell me hit over here. Like there's yeah. no, I don't believe that this was an action that this went down this way. But many people, what I found interesting is people went on to comment because I guess the manager gets involved and the manager's telling Alex, the employee, to calm down, which I don't know how many different ways I can say this, people. Telling someone who's upset to calm down is like throwing kerosene on them. Okay. Yeah. Telling people to calm down does not work. The only chance, and this is going to sound crazy, you know what does sometimes work? Out angry them. And yes. not the adversary, but if I'm on team Alex, or if I'm on team customer, right? Or I'm another customer in the room. If I go, you should never get involved really. But if you were a friend of this person, you're with them to go, you know what? We are sick of being treated this way. Come on, we're getting out of here and yeah. get them out. Like yeah. you've got to get this person out because they are stuck in like a, like the way that planets, like there's a gravitational force that crazy and mm-hmm. fast food have. And once mm-hmm. they get in that dance, these galaxies will collide.
Yes, yes.
And destroy yes. life on all planets.
Well, here's the thing. Alex told the man that the customers are usually asked if everything is correct on the screen. The customer appeared to deny that he was ever asked to check the screen and begins to yell about chicken tacos before stating, quote, "You do not understand how serious this is."
Okay. Okay, let me tell you something. No, it's not Alex. It's not Alex who doesn't understand how serious this is. It's you, customer. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how serious this is. It's not. It's not even a little bit serious. It's not even a modicum of serious. What it is pathetic. If this is the serious thing going on in your life, then either your life is very, very good or very, very bad because yeah. this is not serious. But here's the problem. We are all in this like spiral where like it is so hard to stop escalations.
Yeah.
The only, once you people are in the escalate, all you can do is hide.
Yeah. Speaking of escalation, man, next up, man accused of pulling out AK-47 at Burger King because of wrong order.
This is in West Virginia.
Yes.
A man faces multiple charges after officers said he pulled out an AK-47 at Burger King. because of a wrong order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Officers were dispatched to Burger King to speak with the assistant manager, who said an incident occurred on the day prior when a man and a woman ordered food and received the wrong order. The assistant manager told officers that a man later identified as Eric Ferris, 28, called the restaurant and said, quote, that said he was, quote, going to shoot the establishment up with his AK-47.
I want to remind you that restaurant is Burger King.
Yes.
So, and again, the use of the word restaurant is a Burger King.
Yes. When the officers, okay, the altercation allegedly involved Ferris, his wife, and an employee at the restaurant. When the officers called Ferris and asked him about the incident, he reportedly became very irate and upset before handing his phone to his wife, which is hilarious to me. He becomes angry. He becomes so upset that he has to pass the phone off. He can't even manage a phone call with the police.
That's right. And they denied there being a firearm involved. Oh, how dare you? We don't even own an AK-47. What in the world are you accusing this household of? This is insanity. I object. Have you no decency?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what happened?
What happened, Angela?
Here's the thing that I don't know why I have to fucking say this all the time. People got cameras, all right? Everybody's got cameras now everywhere. They looked at the security footage and guess what they saw? They saw you and your wife pull out an AK-47.
And threaten an employee in the parking lot of the damn Burger King. Your ass is lying. You caught, bitch, you caught.
Also, I didn't know Burger King's had phones. I didn't know there was a way to contact a fast food restaurant if your order was fucked up. Who does that, friends? Who calls the fast food place after they've left to say my order was... I don't understand how people... what is going on with you?
You know what I'm going to say? Who I blame? Trump.
Yeah.
I blame Trump.
I absolutely do.
People didn't do this.
No, not like this. It's getting worse and worse. So now he's being charged with threats of terrorist acts and wanton endangerment. He's being held on a $50,000 bond. Do you know how much Burger King you could buy for $50,000?
Woo! Let's review. Here we go. We had the customer who threw her drink at a San Francisco restaurant employee over 25 cents.
We have the man accused of spilling coffee and throwing a biscuit over his order being screwed up.
Yes, then we had the customer who had a meltdown and tries to fight the Taco Bell employee over wrong drive-thru order.
That's right. And then we have the man accused of pulling out an AK-47 at Burger King. I'm torn a little bit between 25 cent and Burger King, but I gotta go Burger King.
I go with Burger King too, because you know what? This is an escalation of stupendous, and I mean stupid.
Yeah, it's the worst one we've seen. We've seen people that shoot into a building, shoot into the floor and stuff like that, but an AK-47,
yeah.
Like, this is the deal, that you've just elevated a charge from just sort of disorderly conduct or whatever into firearms charges and terroristic threats, like, over fucking Burger King?
Right, over a Whopper?
Manage your fast food expectations. There was a time in this country, Francis.
There was a time.
There was a time when people knew deep within their soul, if they even got out of that drive-through line in the same year they entered it, that was a good trip.
Yes.
They were thankful.
Yes. Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that, you know, you wanted that drink. You didn't throw it in somebody else's face. That red drink was delicious.
It cost a lot. It cost a lot, Francis. There was a time in this country when an AK-47 was never the answer to anything at a restaurant.
Amen.
There's just nothing that can be going on at a restaurant. Nobody's ever been like, you know what? I can't get this bread to rise. Can you get that AK-47? That's just not, that is insane.
I'm Francis Callier.
I'm Angela V. Sheldon.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
Thank you again. We love you, Laura.
Why
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.